peace of mind.
The heartbeat of Ballito, 88.0.
Yep, it's 13 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and Paula Martini has rejoined us for a continuation of the conversation that we started last week about, well, interior design, interior architecture, all things bright and beautiful when it comes to the built environment and your function in that environment. And today we're going to be talking about the concept.
That's right.
Concept of design.
Yes. So basically we've got four stages of design, which go from the concept, the technical, and then we've got execution and final fittings and decorating. So today I want to talk about concept and technical, and the best part and the most fun part, I believe, is the concept, because that's where we put a client's idea into an actual design and almost make it lifelike for them. So what we do is we have a site inspection, see what they wanting to renovate, build, etc. So whether it's going to a building site or whether going to their house, wherever they are going to be working with, and we start getting to know the client. So what are they like? Have they got kids? Is it a business, you know, a corporate design? What is the company all about? Or what are their needs and all those kinds of things? And then we actually look at the spatial planning. So what do we want to take and put into that space? So last week we spoke about whether the plumbing's in the right place, those kinds of things. So a work from home office, do we need a small living area within that office? Are we going to do open plan kitchen dining? Are the kids going to need a playroom upstairs? All those kinds of things. And then we do our research. So now we start taking their whole personality, what they like, what they're looking for, what their design style is. Are they contemporary? Are they modern? And even if it's an estate, we have to look at the aesthetics that has been approved by those estates that we could work within those guidelines.
So most people have got an inkling as to what they're looking for, but really are probably relying on you, the expert, to bring that to fruition, and then to say, I suppose, that with that vision, with your initial idea, we can go a little further maybe and make it even more exciting for you, because you guys know what the latest trends, what the latest technology is, how to take the initial idea and make it really fly.
Absolutely. So what we do is we encourage clients to use things like Pinterest, Instagram, all of those things. We start a chat group on WhatsApp, and we start interacting with the client so that they can start sharing their ideas and concepts with us.
And if the client's ideas are absolutely disgusting, I mean, some people have got no taste at all. We're not judging you. You've got rubbish taste. That's fine. You like it. That's the thing. Now, as a designer, then you go with that and say, wow, I mean, shocking pink and puce and yellow, that color scheme, well, if you like it, let's go with it. Would you say that, or do you say, no, that's not going to work?
It's a really tough one, that. It really, really is. I think it's a matter of advice. You know what? If you go to any person for advice, whether it's your plumber, your lawyer, you know, you would want to sue somebody for something ridiculous like kicking your toe. Your lawyer's going to say to you, absolutely nuts. You're wasting your time and money. Whereas a design, it is the person's living space. They're the ones that are going to be living with it. But so if, we can advise,
yeah.
You know what, possibly that's a clash. Look into the actual colors and say, well, you know what, you're looking for a calming space. If you're going to go put pink and yellow, your brain is going to be wired 24/7. Let's tone it down. Let's.
So you guide and gently steer.
Absolutely.
Using the original concept, just making it more real.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of folk, I think, have probably got, they think they know what they, well, let's just say I'm going to personalize it. I think I know what I want until I see the reality, and then realize, in fact, that maybe what I had in mind wasn't going to work, but what you had in mind, because you could see the practical reality of it, that's really what I was after.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you've got people that have gone and done things on their own, and they've looked at a kitchen, for example, and they've gone with a really wacky, weird color, And now you've got countertops, chairs, cupboards, yeah, all of that in this color. And now it sets the tone for the rest of the house. And now they've got to change the whole thing because they didn't realize on the picture it looked like that and it was a great idea at the time. But now we need to change it because living in that space is a completely different. And I think it also takes interaction with your clients to actually give them advice and show them the bigger picture in the long haul.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a great idea now, but... And resale value, you got to take all those aspects into account.
Well, and fashion comes and goes. And,
exactly.
And trends come and go. So what's really hot this season probably is not going to be hot next season.
No.
Can you then create a kind of template that is changeable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we generally do like to go for, is going with natural, neutral tones. You know, obviously you've got your dark taps now, all those kinds of things which we can put in that has got some longevity. But, you know, rather popping your colors with your cushions and your couches and your throws and your glassware. And those
that are interchangeable and
exactly,
readily replaceable. Okay.
Exactly, because this season it might be red and yellow, and next season it's all the neutral tones, or it's a teal or something to that effect.
So you're creating the perfect canvas, and on top of that you then, the client can add the artwork of the day, and if it wants to change tomorrow and the next day,
exactly,
so be it. But the basic canvas,
yes,
the structure,
yes,
remains, and if it's a good structure and a good foundation, you can rock and roll.
Absolutely, you've got the longevity, and then we put it into a 3D render, which gives you a lifelike experience to the point where it's a 3D walkthrough, and you literally can hold an iPad or put a VR goggles on and actually walk through your house and experience it and see what is going to be practical and what isn't. You know, you might have had the idea of having wooden cupboards, and now suddenly you've put wood next to, I don't know, black, and there's all kinds of weird things. And now you're looking at it and you're seeing it, what it really is going to look like. And that is no longer a pleasing, you know, pleasing to you.
Do your clients design for themselves with you, or do they design for everyone else to impress with you?
You know what? It's, we've got people who honestly are creating for their own personal space.
Yeah.
And then you do have the flashies.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to call them the flashies.
Okay, you just lost half your client base because you're the flashies. You go somewhere else now where they treat you with respect.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm joking.
No, it's all good. You know what, Dave? And that's, I think, the pleasure of using a designer is we can design to be flashy, or we can design to suit. It's literally personal attention, personal design, and putting your idea and what you're wanting to achieve for that space for a person in reality. But that it's a intangible becomes tangible.
So what I'm hearing is that you actually keep it safe.
Yes.
You're being paid a lot of money to make sure that the client is happy at the end of the day, that they don't have dreadful regret because they went with some crazy idea that is never going to work, and now they've spent all that cash and it looks disastrous, and they've got to bring you in to fix it. So this is you're in typical professional hands.
Absolutely, huh? And I think if we look at, you know, you say a lot of money, I think there is a misnomer that interior design can be expensive.
Yeah, but building is expensive.
It is, but it can be even more expensive.
Yeah.
So if you're not looking at it practically, you're not having that advice, and that's the second stage of design, which is your technical side, which is taking all those renders that we've now created for your look and feel. And last week we spoke about the architect and his plans. So we take his plans, we now do the whole inside of it. And all those plans now turn into technical drawings that we give to the plumber, we give to the electrician, we give to the tiler, we give to the cabinet maker, the shop fitter, that kind of thing. And they are able to actually make the building look exactly as the picture, mm-hmm, to the millimeter, and everybody knows what they're tasked to do. So then there's no more running around going, oh, but that's not my job, that's not my job, that's not my job. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. And you also cut your building time in half because now there's a project plan.
Wow.
And everybody is got their roles, and we have periodic site inspections where we'll go and make sure that they're adhering to the plan. If there are any questions from the contractors, they would contact us rather than you, and now you having to run around with all kinds of weird things.
So you literally take on the project management is exactly what you're doing. People like me in the old days would have thought possibly there was an architect's position. But
it's a combination, and that's why we like to say periodic site inspection, because if you want, you know, your QS and all of those, as well as the architect, the actual building company, everybody has, and that's why I say roles need to be defined, and that's what's lovely about having an interior designer and one that works with these kinds of steps within the interior design process.
So it's teamwork and ultimately making sure that everyone understands exactly what is expected, what the position is that they hold in this wonderful overall plan, and then making sure that it all happens on time, in the right space,
absolutely,
in the right order, and the client can sit back and relax knowing that their project, big or small,
yes,
is in fabulous hands. And because you're people, you can talk the language.
Yes.
Because many trades don't. They're giving you stuff you haven't got a clue, and you're nodding wisely because you don't want to let them know that you haven't got a clue. But really and truly, it's lovely to be able to talk to people that are able to give you, in layman's terms,
exactly
what it is that you're going to be
exactly
getting.
And I like to I often put things into analogies, and it's nice when you can, you have to make people understand. It's like you're going to a surgeon and he's telling you he's going to do a lap of this and a wada wada wada, and you're sitting there going, and all you're having is a stitch in your finger. You know, where is he saying I can put a stitch in your finger? And I often tell people, it's like baking a cake. You know, you see the cake ready made and you go, I want to make that. But now you break it down into a process where you first get your ingredients, you've got your recipe, and then you actually put the little bits together and you'll have your cake. So
and if it's all done properly, the cake looks like that. Otherwise, you've got a flop.
Exactly.
You've got to put paper in the middle and ice it with concrete, and so it might look good, but it's not.
Absolutely.
No one's gonna eat it.
And that's it. Having the right recipe and having the correct ingredients to make the perfect cake. So you can take shortcuts and you can try to replace things, but you're going to land up with a wonky cake. So
you want to be talking to the professionals, particularly when it comes to, because there's nothing worse than disappointment, ultimately. You've got hopes and dreams and terribly exciting, and these projects always start off terribly exciting. But so many times one hears of the brutal disappointment, and then the fallouts and the litigation.
Absolutely.
And the acrimony, and the even relationships start to break down because you said it was going to be like this, and look, it's a rubbish. But if you guys are involved, Jossi Design, so you see, this is what we're talking about. they save the day. Generally speaking, it's a good idea to have a professional on your side that speaks your language, that knows exactly that you're talking the same, ultimately the same idea. You've got the common vision now, and it's the professional task to bring that to fruition so that all you do is walk in and live the dream.
Absolutely, Dave. And I really would like to suggest to our listeners that if they were to visit our website, jossi.co.za, we have a inspiration tab at the top under About, and we are posting regular articles there. So, you know, people can actually get an understanding of the elements of design, what is art in design, what does it take to be an interior designer, what are the latest trends, staircases, ceilings. You know, you would think in the good old days we put cornices and white shutterboard tops, you know, the normal ceiling stuff. And nowadays you've got your shadow lines and you've got hidden concealed lighting and you've got all these fancy ceilings which take design. You know, the guys don't just slap it up anymore. They literally take time and effort, and that's what gives the effect on a space.
So there is a world of opportunity.
Little details, absolutely.
And you guys are there to consult and to offer advice, and of course to take on the project as well. You've been listening to Paula Martini from Jossi Designs, and if it has piqued your interest and you want to find out more, continue the conversation personally. How do people get hold of you?
So you can contact us on Jossi, jossi.co.za. We have a fill-in form. Our address is at the bottom, as well as cell phone number. And we have social media, which is our Facebook, Jossi Design, at Jossi Design, as well as our Instagram page.
So very easily contactable, nice people to do business with, great project results constantly. That's Jossi Design and Paula Martini, my very special guest this morning. We'll catch up in a week's time for more.
Yes, thanks, Dave.
Morning Show, brought to you proudly by Lily White Laundry and Cool Cotton Company. And here's James Bay. letting it go. 27 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.